changed over the years. Nonetheless, the Avatar I have always loved. I like it because, firstly, unlike most of you, all you are heads. Even though you don't realize it, there is a new world out there. You can actually have a full body. But anyway, you choose to be heads, and so be it. That's your dilemma. I like my body. It's also, I found that the avatar of the seahorse is least offensive. It's as least offensive as possible. Which, as I was to later find out, would be useful sort of during the church service, which obviously I will come to later on. But I came into Traveller, I think, around about June, July of 87. And I was on 3313K connection, which in itself was rather interesting because I went to this room, and I can't remember what room it was. I'm sure it was an Allgate room. And all I saw in front of me was this black rectangle with all these little coloured rectangles coming towards me. And I'm thinking, this is exciting. I'm experiencing cyberspace. And anyway, I'm looking, and all of a sudden on the bottom left-hand corner it says, press the control key for others to hear your voice. And I thought, oh, great voice. So I'm pushing this control key whilst this black window and these rectangles are flying at me, and I'm assuming that everybody's hearing me, but I can't see anybody and I can't hear anybody else. And this really confused me. It bugged me. It still is one of the biggest bugs that we have in Traveller, in my opinion, other than the fact that we can only get 20 people in a room. A newbie comes in, and I assume everybody's as silly as what I was, and they're pushing control key to talk, and nobody's there, and nobody listens, and the usual. So I finally land, and this room was a huge room. It took me a long time to get in. It crashed a couple of times. And I was in this wonderful room where there were these floating heads. People were running around and doing all these wonderful things, and they're talking, and I'm listening, and I'm hearing. And I can actually talk with these people. Once I work out that control key, you've got to push. This is my introduction to Traveller, which I suspect, like everybody else, has been the same. The difference with me is that I immediately saw a use for the education field. And through this last 7 years, as I mentioned before, I have tried to promote and actually make a living out of it, which I think possibly was one of my biggest problems, because I was relying not wholly, but I wanted to make a living out of Traveller and Talkspace, which I will be talking about in a minute. But that was my introduction to it. It's funny, I can remember the first woman, or the first person that I met, was a lovely lady called Carrie Bird, who still frequents occasionally. And she had this weird friend who I can't remember, and the two of them, with their laugh, the way that they used to laugh, was so contagious that I enjoyed their company. So we used to hang about and float around and tell funny jokes and the works. But you see, that's Traveller. I suspect that if it wasn't for Traveller, I wouldn't have met the Swedes that I've met. And yes, you Americans, I suppose I wouldn't have met either. But I wouldn't have done and learnt the things. Now, I was listening to somebody talking before, and they were saying how much they learnt in Traveller. And this is true, because we do, we learn. And this is one of the good things about what Traveller is, and the uniqueness of it, is because it gives you this feeling of being with the person you're talking to. Because as I'm speaking now, my mouth is moving. As soon as I pause, my mouth stops moving. So it's this lip-syncing ability. It's this ability that, unfortunately for me, for instance, I know what Oz looks like in real life. I much prefer his avatar. Trust me on this. I know this. This wonderful thing with Traveller, this is what it enables us to do. It enables us to meet, and once again, as I said before, we can talk about almost anything we want to, which invariably goes down back to the computers, and it can and this absolute rubbish that you Americans eat. Your food is awful. But that's another story.
That's right.
You don't know my food. You should try your Vegemite occasionally properly, and you'll love it. But anyway, this is troubling. It is a community issue. We all know, we've all been to the dances. We've all had the drag strip races. We've all been part of a session where somebody is playing the latest song they've just downloaded. And we've so all said, yes, we love it or we hate it. This is troubling. It is unique in every sense of the word. The technology is old, and as we know, it's dead. We hope we can resurrect it, but this is troubling. I can remember telling a young person of around about 20, either 19 or 20, about troubling. And they said, fantastic, cool. You can talk here, great. You've got avatars, fantastic. He comes in. He saw, geez, this is boring. The colours are garbage. He's what else does it do but spin? He didn't like it. He couldn't understand. He couldn't get the grasp of what you and I love about this program. You and I, most of us, I've worked it out, the average age group is somewhere between, I would say 30-35. That's the average age group. Very, very few of us enjoy typing. There's nothing worse than when somebody sends a text message and you've got to send it back. We like to interact. Some of us, no names, but some of us enjoy a long talk. Some of you can't keep me quiet. I talk and talk and talk, but this is Trembler. The good thing is that we have an ignore button. And if we wanted to, we can ignore you. I can remember early this year, there was a new program brought out, a new website called Ship of Fools. And there's a company in, or the Methodist Church in the UK developed this wonderful program. I think they're using, was it Director or, anyway, it was another program. And it was tremendous. It had all the ability to, the colours were great, they could move, manipulate, but they couldn't talk. Everything was text-based. And it was a church. It was a church service. It was a church environment. Now, they were too popular, and of course, they were getting hits of in the vicinity of 10,000, 20,000 hits a day. And they couldn't control it. They could not keep the people that knew how to crack into the program place. And apparently now it's still waiting for funding. It's been closed for some time. They had the technology, they had the ability to, they sunk an awful lot of money into it, I would imagine. Whereas we haven't. Admittedly, OnLive did, and so did communities. They sunk an awful lot of money into it. But you and I, as the users, we haven't sunk anything into it. And yet it still is the best 3D program on the net. I would say it's almost the longest. And let's be honest, we don't really think that Active World is a 3D program, do we? It has no voice. Please give me a break. But, Traveller, we are unique. We have kept it alive, and we're going to keep it alive. What it will become tomorrow, who knows? Before I speak about the church service, I want to very quickly, as I've been asked, to speak about Talkspace. Talkspace's first incarnation was a program called Talkin. In actual fact, I like the word better, but it's already been used, so we had to use Talkspace. Talker was basically Traveller without visual. It was just purely sound. It used the same codec. It was still scratchy. You still had to download it and install. And once you installed, you still had to reboot and then reconnect. And it wasn't too bad. I mean, you know, all it did was talk, and that's all it's supposed to do. Then they inserted ActiveX into it. It then became something a little bit different. It meant that there was basically no download. You could send somebody a URL and they could go to it and basically straight away start speaking. Once again, it was limited by Windows only. And actually, the very first talker was Netscape and IE, but ActiveX, because of limitations, has always been IE. Talker was, when it was first developed, back in 96, 97, there was nothing else around like it. In actual fact, its competition was NetMeeting. There is another program called HearMe, which some of you may remember. HearMe was a wonderful program. Of course, the biggest problem with the likes of HearMe and Talker at the beginning was that you could copy the URL and embed it all the parameters and all the ActiveX into your own web page and leech bandwidth. Talkspace has changed over the years. But the sad reality is that because we've never had the money, the time and the resources to develop a filler, in my opinion, it's basically dead, even though I love it. I love the simplicity of it. We have programs, as I think Bruce has mentioned in the past, called Skype, and there are many others out there. Actually, someone just sent me a text message saying HearMe is now a Paltalk. I don't think it is. I think HearMe was bought very cheaply by a university and a Christian organization. I think they call it HearMe 2 or something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Basically, the programs like Skype have just gone ahead in leaps and bounds. There are many of us within digital space and some others outside of digital space have tried to make a living from it. In other words, selling servers, and not very successfully, I must confess. As Oz and others have mentioned, the fact that when you're speaking with universities, and especially those in Europe, because they're all going over towards Linux. They're sick and tired of paying Microsoft millions and millions of dollars just so they can use the likes of Microsoft Office and everything else. And they're all going over to Linux, but one of the drawbacks with that is that not all programs are affiliated and can be used under Linux platform, just like Mac. So there's a limitation of Traveler. There's a limitation of Talkspace. I still use Talkspace extensively. In actual fact, in digital space within the commons itself, I don't know whether we would ever survive without the usage of Talkspace. We use it constantly. Although just recently we haven't been, but most of the time we use it all the time. You'd be surprised how many people that have been authorized to use the our cert, and it's on a regular basis. You know, the idle chit-chat. It's best used for something like a meeting. What were you doing now, I suppose? Or like we use in digital space commons. That's just perfect usage. But you see, I also see it as useful for online distance education. But there's just too much needed to be developed for something like that. To give you an example, here in Australia, in Queensland, the Queensland government have just dropped using their VH, whatever it is, right now, two-way radio, or their students. Then they're using the telephone. And interestingly, each teacher has the ability to control 90 separate sessions over the telephone lines. And within these, they can mute some of the audience, mute all of the audience. They can do everything and anything. They can talk to individuals, talk to a group, or talk to the whole audience. Now, we've been able to do this for a long, long time using TalkSpace. But now they're doing it with the telephone. One of the huge advantages of TalkSpace is the fact that we can connect at 14.4K connection. Now, actually, so can Trello. And all of these things that we've been sort of talking about, I suspect, over the last few days, if we put all of these added features that we all want in it, I suspect that we won't be able to connect at 14.4K connection. Now, the world is going broadband, I know, but there is still a huge market out there, firstly, that is not interested in broadband, and secondly, they're happy with dial-up, and why change if they're quite happy with it? So there is still a market. Now, interestingly, just on this issue of broadband as opposed to dial-up, Dave Collins happened to say to me several months ago that Adobe, in all of the products, don't even recognize dial-up. They are assuming that all of their customers are on broadband. Now, if Adobe is doing this, let's say they're the first, everybody else is going to be the same. So, some of the biggies like them, and goodness sakes, for those of us that do product updates for XP or anything else, I mean, those updates are huge. They're assuming once again that we're on broadband. So maybe broadband is the way of the future, and maybe dial-up isn't as necessary. Although, you go and stay in a hotel and plug your laptop in, 9 times out of 10, you don't have broadband, you've got very poor dial-up. So, I have, over the last few months, come to the sad conclusion that in its present state, TalkSpace really doesn't have a future. Not one that can be made money from. I suspect Traveler is roughly the same, but in different ways. As I said in the past, we can, in Traveler, be with people and have this sense of being there with them in a face-to-face meeting. This is very, very unique. For those of us who have been using this program for years, we've tried many others. There's only one other one that sort of was even remotely similar. No, it wasn't even similar. There's nothing that's been similar to this. Nothing. We have a very unique product. But what it does, it gives us the ability to have things like what I'm about to talk about, and that's a church service. I did it for 4.5 years. And for those of you that know me, I wouldn't have selected me to do it. I don't remember things very well. And I'm not a very good teacher. In actual fact, believe it, I'm normally quite shy. A shy extrovert, I suppose I'd call myself. But, nonetheless, I believe that God chose me to do it. The amazing thing is that in virtual reality, I had my church in 3 hours from the time that I believed that God told me to do it until I had a completed building. It was 3 hours. And the person that built the first church was a young kid called The Watcher. And I suppose that in some ways was relevant because his mother, Cyberstar, was, in my opinion, the first time that we in Traveller did something that was not serious but touching. Because Cyberstar died, we all knew her, and we knew that she, I can't say, not shocking, I think she had cancer. I can't remember what she died from. But we knew this. We, through the church service, we used to have, she was always in our prayers. She was part of our community, and we were part of her community. When she hurts, we bled, and vice versa. We got together one night, for me anyway, and she was, there's one of the complications within Traveller. Anything on the internet is time zones. Time zones to me is a nightmare. I can never work out what day I've said something or when I'm supposed to or whatever. But anyway, that's beside the point. Cyberstars, we had a special service for Cyberstar, and we wanted her to be well. We prayed for her healing. And it was also a get well thing, you know. Afterwards, we all went off into this room, and a photograph was taken of everybody in the room, sort of saying, you know, get well soon, Cyberstar. They were a special day back then. Fortunately or unfortunately, those days are now gone. I think, unfortunately, those were special days. Those were special days that we cared for somebody to the point where we all wanted to meet in the one place and couldn't do so because the stupid room would only allow 20 people in it. And that's for a church service. And of course, when we were sadly told of her death, it was painful. If you remember, she has two children. The Watcher and I can't remember the other one. And they had to live with their grandmother. They lived in a caravan. We call them caravans, I believe you call them trailers. She was concerned about what her boys were going to do. I knew all of this because she spoke to me many times about it. And I suspect she spoke to you. We, as she was, were part of a very special family, a very special community. And there were certain things that seemed to keep them held together. And one of them was the church service. Not because of anything special that I ever did, because quite frankly I did very little special. But everything that happened in church happened because God wanted it to and God was behind it. That was the amazing thing. See, not only were you and I in church virtually, but so was God. He lived in our little world of Traveller. And not just, I believe, not just in during the church service. There were many a time I was asked and people would come to me in private and in confidence. It was a special time. We even had our one group of people we used to love to hate. The real man's, the other clown, no, we shouldn't call him a clown, he was a clown, the other back that, I can never remember his name, Boulder Man. When we really sort of went past all the arrow and looked at the person themselves, I think we really did like them. But we just hated what they did, the disruption they caused. And yet somehow, this group of three or four people held us all together. It's almost as though we had this common enemy, sadly. And then, of course, who of us can forget the wonderful discussion page? Oh, what a joy that was. What a joy that was. These things seem to, in some way, keep us together as a community. And I keep on using this word community purposefully because that's exactly what we were. We were part of a community. Digital Space has gone down the road of calling themselves a commons, and do a bit of research on the whole concept of a commons. I like it. I don't agree with all of it, but I do like it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be part of it. I believe that we enact the commons here in Traveller. We share everything. But you see, it goes, whereas Digital Space Commons is a sterile entity, Traveller is real because you and I make it real. We all have our own egos. We all have our own personalities. We all have our own little idiosyncrasies. We all like to go into a room that somebody has just built and try and analyze it. Maybe you don't. I do. I always used to. And for me, Tears' rooms were great because you would most of the time put in something of herself into it. This is Traveller, and this is what Traveller has been. For those people that have just come into Traveller the last few months, if you've lasted a couple of months, you will actually last quite a few years ahead because it is unique. It's very, very addictive. Traveller is something that's, in my opinion, is unique in all of internet. Nobody else has anything like it. It's interesting, OnLive and Communities had another program called The Palace. The Palace was another chat program. It had tens of thousands of users. At any given time, you can have thousands, if not tens of thousands of users all online at the same time. Traveller never was. Traveller, for those that owned the company, was nothing but a hindrance. It was a pain in the butt. Palace was their saving, supposedly their saving grace, because there were thousands of them. But it was all text. I don't know if it still goes today. You do a search on Palace, you'll find all these Palace servers. But it's boring. It's text. You can't see or you can't hear if I say something and I'm happy or sad or angry in text. That's why we use smileys. But even a smiley isn't all that useful. It just doesn't explain ourselves. How can it explain irony, sarcasm? Traveller is unique. For any of us to even guess what Traveller is going to be like in the future, such a hard task. We all have our little wish list. We all would like to see things happen. And rightly or wrongly, I believe that it takes resources. Who knows, it might come off. But what we have had in the past has been very, very special. For those of us that have been using it for a long time, how easy is it to try to explain to somebody Traveller? It's a nightmare. I can't. The funny thing and the strange thing is that for the 4.5 years I was doing the church service, very few people in my own real life church could understand what Traveller was all about. Didn't have a foggiest. They still thought, right to the end, it was text. I had one person come up to me and say, "You must enjoy typing." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, how do you preach for an hour or so through text?" And I said, "Well, I don't. I use voice." "Voice? How do you use voice?" About a month or so, 6 weeks ago, I was asked by this some magazine down here, And they were doing an article on churches without boundaries, without walls. And I was asked to do a little bit of writing on the church traveler. And one of the interesting things that I say that I sort of laughed about that I knew nobody would understand was the entry point into my churches. Because as we all know, the entry point is through the ceiling. And that just always intrigued me. When I wrote this, I was sort of writing this, and I stopped and I thought about it, and I laughed to myself, thinking, what's the average person going to think about, you know, through a ceiling? And the person that was doing the editing for me, wonderful man, he actually changed it by saying, you know, you can come through the ceiling or the window. And I said, no, that's not right. I said, it only comes through the ceiling. Traveler is unique. The church service was also very, very special and very, very unique. And as I said, because God was behind it. God taught myself and I believe many others many things through that church service. And I miss them dearly. But once again, there's no point in having it if God's not there. The future for Traveller is what we make of it. You know, in all honesty, it wouldn't bother me if for the next 50 years, this is what we end up with. Now, anyway, it would. I want the limit of 20 persons per 20 users per room scratched. But other than that, I could put up with the rubbishy colours, I could put up with the lack of anything other than spin. Because really, even though the program is important, it's the people that use it. It's the people that use Traveller, make Traveller, and to a funny extent, even those that try to destroy it. How many times we had somebody come into a room and try to disrupt it? And Traveller was bigger than them and all of us. It will always succeed, it will always survive. I just wish that more people, the likes of, it's good that Steve DiPaolo is showing interest. I think it's going to be extremely difficult to get Dave Collins to put anything into it. I'll be speaking to him in the next couple of weeks because he's got something hopefully finished for us. But it will survive. It will survive us all. Crikey, it's already a relic. What is it? 9, 10 years old or something. It survives all. Anyway, thanks for listening. If anybody's silly enough to give us a question, let us know and I'll try and answer it.